This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Del Mar Loop trolley is best known for false starts. The $50 million project has been delayed repeatedly by lack of equipment, lack of training, and lack of money. St. Louis Public Radio's Melody Walker reports on how businesses along the 2.2-mile route have fared during the long wait for the trolley.
In his trademark Hawaiian shirt and shorts, developer Joe Edwards is the Pied Piper of the Del Mar Loop. He's credited with transforming the once derelict area of University City into a vibrant array of restaurants, shops, and concert venues. His success stories line both sides of the street, from Blueberry Hill to the Pageant. And for the past 20 years, he's been promoting a plan to run his own railroad with vintage streetcars through the loop to Forest Park.
Well, for the first many years, everyone was in favor of it and thought it was wonderful.
He gathered support from groups like Citizens for Modern Transit and Bi-State Development. He secured grants from the East-West Gateway Council and MoDOT to purchase and restore old streetcars. Then in 2011, a $25 million grant from the Federal Transit Authority seemed to be the green light Edwards needed to move forward. But it hasn't been a smooth ride.
The developments in the long-awaited loop trolley project.
There's another delay in the
trolley operation has been delayed.
Still haven't released a start date yet, but say they're expecting to make that announcement soon.
For 22 years, Big Shark Bicycles was a mainstay in the loop. But 2 years ago, owner Mike Weiss moved his business to Richmond Heights.
We were emotional about it. We did not want to leave. We loved the loop. We felt that was part of our identity.
Among the factors that prompted Weiss to move was the 1% transit district tax to support the trolley, passed in 2008. It pushed the total sales tax close to 12%. Then the 18 months of track construction that blocked parking and access to Big Shark was the final blow. But Weiss was not alone. More than 20 other businesses have closed or left the loop since the construction.
And none of those small business owners left, you know, because, you know, they left because they had to, or they closed because they had to. And those decisions are really, really hard to make.
Family-owned Al Tarbush Deli opened in the loop 2 decades ago when Salman Bathani immigrated from Lebanon. Even though sales were cut in half during the trolley construction and haven't bounced back, Bathani wants his son Fabio to take over the business.
You know, I'm a little iffy about it, about staying or going somewhere else because of this situation. Now, if it was 5 years ago and he would have asked me that question, gladly. Nothing better than the loop.
When asked about the drop in customer traffic and empty storefronts on Del Mar, Joe Edwards says it's part of the standard business cycle.
It's not a concern of mine because it does happen. It happens all around St. Louis or any other city for that matter. After the holiday season's over and winter's over, the ones that were struggling, or the ones that just wanted to retire. I mean, some people have been here 30 years and they're tired.
For those that wanted to stay afloat during the trolley construction, the University City government offered hardship loans. $110,000 was up for grabs, but only 5 companies took advantage of the forgivable loans. 3 of those 5 businesses have already closed. Tom Schmidt, owner of Salt and Smoke Barbecue, opened in the loop 4 years ago. He admits it was almost impossible to get supplies delivered to his restaurant during the construction, and his neighbors suffered too. But he's bullish on the loop's future.
I think what the trolley will do is help insulate us against inevitable ups and downs that occur for any retail district. I think the trolley will help keep more people here and give reasons to come experience this really beautiful, historic public transportation system.
Schmidt serves on the boards of the West Loop Special Business District and the Loop Trolley Company. Both groups are chaired by Joe Edwards. Edwards is always the optimist. When asked where's the trolley, he repeats this familiar refrain.
It's going to be up and running in a number of weeks, and it's going to be so exciting.
Edwards critics and anxious business owners on Del Mar are still waiting. I'm Melody Walker, St. Louis Public Radio.